And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, and I'm excited to host the show. Robert's in the studio, but not with me right now, so I say hi to Robert. He'll be with us shortly. But we have some great guests here today. We have my friends here from the Tri-City Aesthetics and Wellness, Falaco Signs and Image, and the Pub Prescott, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, of course. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
My name is Tracy Smiles, and I live here in Prescott. My 17-year-old son, Kyle, has autism. We don't let his autism limit his childhood. He attends a public high school and is excited to get his driver's license soon. But insurance companies don't see that. They just see that he has a pre-existing condition.
We're in a public health crisis, and people with pre-existing conditions like Kyle are most at risk. But Donald Trump is still trying to let insurance companies deny coverage for people like Kyle. Millions of Arizonans with pre-existing conditions could lose their health coverage.
I'd do anything to protect my son, so it really scares me that Donald Trump wants to take away his health care just because he has a pre-existing condition. We can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Change Now is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Change Now. MakeChangeNow.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and I am so honored to introduce our first guest today. I have Jennifer and Philip in the studio with me. How are you guys today?
Great. How are you doing?
We are doing fantastic. And if you could each tell us a little bit about yourself first before we get started in talking about the business.
Hi, Sherry. I'm Phil Schaefer. I'm a dual-certified acute care and family nurse practitioner and a certified nurse injector. I work with Jennifer O'Neill, who is a registered nurse and also a certified nurse injector at our practice. Tri-City Aesthetics and Wellness is located downtown, and we're here to serve the community.
Excellent.
Yes, Jen? And we are also excited to announce that we've recently opened a Tri-City Aesthetics and Wellness office in Mesa. We are really excited to be offering premier aesthetics and wellness services to our community to help our patients look and feel their best from the inside out. We really appreciate you having us on the show today to talk about this, Sherry.
Well, we're excited to have you, and I think your recent chamber members of ours, we're so glad to have you as part of the family. And tell me a little bit, are you guys both from Prescott? Give me a little history on where you come from here.
So I've lived in Prescott for over 20 years, so I like to call myself a Prescottonian, and I'm just really passionate about helping our community look and feel their best, and I just want to take care of everyone here.
That's excellent. And Philip?
So I followed a pretty girl here from Flagstaff, and I've been here for the past 10 years, and I currently work full-time at the hospital at YRMC. I'm currently a hospitalist there, but I've been a nurse there for several years, so
great.
I'm very involved in the community.
Great. And then when did the business open here in Prescott?
So we've been open since December.
Okay.
But as Phil said, he's a hospitalist. He started off as a nurse, became a nurse practitioner for about 10 years, right, Phil? That's how long you've been practicing? And I've been a nurse for about 7 years, and I currently work as an emergency room nurse.
Excellent. So if we have an emergency right now, we're good to go.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you both get into this profession, first of all?
So I've always loved aesthetics, and I was approached by Phil, who really was passionate about serving our community, and we both talked about all the ways that we could provide premier aesthetics and wellness services, and it's just organically evolved, and we just love where it's going.
Excellent. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what those types of services are?
Well, as Jennifer mentioned, we feel incredibly honored to be serving our community and wanted to offer these premier services, and we wanted to set ourselves apart. We offer an amazing variety of IV therapies and a spa-like IV lounge. We not only help you feel amazing, but we also give you therapies to boost your immune system that can even help take away your aches and pains. We see many patients who come in with migraines or feeling fatigued or just want to boost. And, you know, in Arizona, we're chronically dehydrated.
I agree.
So if we can give these IV therapy boosts and not charge an arm and a leg like they do in the emergency departments, that can help our community.
Wonderful. And so this is kind of, this is new for me to hear about, so perhaps it is for some of our members as well, because I haven't had to have any of kind of those types of services before, but it sounds very tempting, especially, you know, with, you know, headaches. And I agree with you, and I moved here 3.5 years ago, and for the first 6 months, dehydration, I would have really bad aches and you know, cramps and all of that from dehydration. So tell me more about that type of therapy.
Absolutely. So we have an amazing variety of IV mixtures, including vitamins, minerals, electrolytes. We do have anti-inflammatories and other medications that can really help you feel amazing. What we really love is we have people who come to us and they tell us what's bothering them. And we form these mixtures and they leave feeling phenomenal. And they come back sometimes 2-3 times a month, and they just absolutely swear by these therapies changing their lives.
Wonderful. Do you have one that can get rid of COVID? I'm just kidding.
That would be nice. We should think about it.
Can you work on that for us?
We would no longer be working if we had that.
Oh, just a little humor there. But, well, that just sounds amazing. I'm very impressed with that. Mm-hmm. Is there any other types of therapies or wellnesses that you offer as well.
Yep. In addition to IV therapies, we also offer a medically managed weight loss program with an arsenal of many different medications and weight loss strategies to help you reach your goals. We also offer Botox and fillers and those types of things that Jen will probably talk about a little later.
Yeah, very good. And so wellness program, the whole, you sounds like you have the whole package here.
We really do. So something that we offer to our community, which is just an absolutely amazing way for you to really invest in your health and wellness, is we have a Tri-City Aesthetics and Wellness Membership Program, where for $99 a month, you receive all of our premium IV drips at an amazing cost, about half of what people would normally pay. And it also comes with two free B12 shots a month or B complex injections and 20% off of all of our aesthetic services. So it truly is an amazing way for you to invest in your health and wellness.
Wonderful. So this sounds, that sounds like a great package deal. That's a membership that you're offering. Maybe if there's any of our listeners out there right now that may be interested, they can give you a call.
Oh, we would absolutely love to serve our community. If you would like to give us a call, our phone number is 928-515-3096, and we are located in beautiful downtown Prescott, just one block south of the square at 212 South Montezuma Street.
Not far from the chamber office.
Oh, no, not
far. We could have rode together today. Anything else you want to share for our listeners?
Jen, do you want to talk to them about kind of our advanced and natural aesthetic approach to Botox and fillers and those types of things?
I would love to. So just like Phil said, we do offer an incredibly advanced and natural aesthetic approach for all of our patients by offering non-surgical and minimally invasive procedures to really help you turn back the clock and have you looking exceptionally beautiful and feeling refreshed. We offer the entire line of Restylane and Juvederm dermal fillers to help restore volume and beautifully contour areas such as the lips, cheeks, jawline, and even help soften smile lines that naturally occur over time. So with that, we also offer Botox, Dysport, Juveau. Those do help soften wrinkles. And we offer platelet-rich plasma, PRP facials and injections for regenerative therapies that are much like a stem cell therapy. They help treat acne scars, sunspots, hyperpigmentation, reduce pore size. It's truly an amazing, amazing therapy we offer. Medical-grade chemical peels, and we also offer pediothread lifting, which does help tighten and lift just about any part of the body.
That sounds interesting.
It is.
So you literally give what I always call the 10-10 plan, 10 years and 10 pounds off.
Absolutely.
And add a tan to that.
You know, we do everything but add a tan, but we can help you everywhere else.
Right, but you fix the dark spots and all those fun things, too, that you mentioned.
We do, absolutely. And that's something both Phil and I are very passionate about because, you know, we feel like for you to look your best, you also have to feel your best. Mm-hmm. And that's why we decided to angle our practice at helping everyone look and feel their best from the inside out.
Wonderful. Well, we have just about a minute left, so why don't we give our listeners your location again and phone number and that wonderful special that you have going on.
Okay. You can see all of our services and a lot of our information at our website, www.tricityaesthetics.com. You can feel free to give us a call at 928-515-3096 or just come visit us. Our address is 212 South Montezuma Street. It's southwest of the square. You can throw a rock and hit our building, kind of like the chamber.
There you go.
Yeah. And something Phil didn't mention is we're actually getting ready to launch our end of the summer special. It's an amazing savings on our platelet-rich plasma skin therapies to help restore your skin after a sun-kissed summer. We'll be announcing this end of summer special on our Facebook and Instagram page, so please be sure to find us and be the first to know about everything we're offering.
Well, we're glad to have you in the community. And we're really glad for all these services that you're offering to help us feel better and to look well. And we greatly appreciate you being a chamber partner as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. And we'll talk soon, I'm sure. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, today is Prescott Chamber Day.
Yes, it is. And every day is Prescott Chamber Day.
In our world, it is, anyways.
Yes, it is. That's for sure.
Glad to have you back in the
studio.
Yeah,
sorry I missed the first segment.
But yeah, you know.
You guys sounded really good.
Well, so. I missed you, though.
Yeah, good. It's good to be missed.
Yes. Well, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Our second guest is Philco Signs and Image, Jeremy Hansen. See, I can't talk after the first one not being here. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jeremy, before we dive into the Philco Signs and Image.
Well, I guess,
where you're from and stuff like that.
Well,
the good stuff.
I'm a long-time Prescott resident.
There you go.
So I'm originally from here, went to Prescott High School. I've always loved, born and bred.
That's cool.
Born in Phoenix, you know, raised here, and I've been here. Well, my parents moved here in '81, so I think that qualifies me as being a local, right?
Yes. I've been here for only 3.5 years, and I qualify myself as
well. Yeah. But I don't know, this is a great place. We have our family here and everything. My parents are here. My wife, Michelle, her parents live here as well. And, we have two kids. So it's the best place to be.
Any pets?
Yeah, one dog.
One dog. Yep. Well, that's important. Well, and Prescott is all about family, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone's hometown, and I think that's wonderful. And you have a fantastic business, too.
It's a great business for our community.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Philco Signs, basically we do a lot of business-to-business things. So that would include, outdoor window graphics, indoor signage. We could do static clings for any advertisement needs or anything. We do basically decals, like for promotional things. Say you have an event, like a car show, whatever it may be. We have all the equipment in-house to do it. All of our equipment that we have is probably some of the most state-of-the-art equipment in northern Arizona.
Wow.
So, you know, we could print directly onto what they call the substrates. So, you know, so we could do like for realtors, we could do real estate signs. We could do yard signage, political signage, banners, any like other backlit window graphics. The printer we have has the ability to back print onto, say, like a clear substrate.
Oh, wonderful.
So if you put light behind it, it would literally light up the whole thing, like menu boards and even LED backlit signs. And then also some of the other things we do is like artwork reproduction. So we get a piece of canvas. We could kind of simulate kind of a what they call G-clay. G-clay, it raises a texture on it, has a certain texture to it. So we could do all that stuff for any, like, photographers out there that need prints made, any of that stuff.
Wow, that sounds quite amazing.
And we have a wide variety of stuff. We definitely have a wide variety of stuff. And, you know, the other things that we do offer, too, for, like I said, events and other things, the promotional products. So keychains. We could do short-run keychains for anybody that need to have keychains made, mm-hmm. which we do in-house, mm-hmm. all the stuff we do in-house. We could do pins. We could do, of course, stickers, like mm-hmm. I told you,
mm-hmm.
Just a whole many number of things.
Wow. That sounds like something the Chamber of Commerce could use.
Yes, we sure could. Well, that's why we have you on board, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
That's great.
Well, our members could sure keep you busy, I think, once they hear this.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and we'll get more out to the mixers and stuff to meet everybody out there once you guys have them again, right?
Yes.
We're having them online, and they're doing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our Coffee Connect was this morning,
mm-hmm.
right?
It was, yeah.
Sponsored by one of our members. And we'll have to have you as a sponsor.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There you go.
Great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great.
And, you know, if there's any businesses out there, too, that need any of the acrylic shields for the retail stands and everything, we certainly do that stuff. Also, we do a line of safety stickers, so mm-hmm. the floor stickers to mm-hmm. say that you have to have your distance, all that type of stuff we could do as well.
Yeah, I imagine for some of the folks like us, that some of those things are getting worn out now because we've been in this for a little bit longer than we all imagined.
Yep.
So that's really good to know. Sounds like you have a very full, comprehensive printing opportunity for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, anything that anybody does need, they could certainly give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
Our number is 928-237-2208, and we could schedule an appointment. And either you guys could come down to us, or we could come down and see you in person and give you a quote on it. I mean, all of our prices are extremely reasonable, and we'd love to go out there and see what everybody needs. Take care of it for you.
You know, I see a lot of not only businesses have a lot of need for this, but I've seen even family reunions or weddings. Have you guys been involved in those kind of opportunities?
We could definitely
as well?
Do. We could definitely do all that stuff. We have a lot of, like I said, with the promotional stuff, we have like magnets that have bottle openers on them
mm-hmm.
that we could just put like the wedding picture in there or, you know, whatever they,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily a wedding picture, maybe
right.
a picture of the couple, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
And,
yeah.
So, yeah, certainly weddings would be certainly something we could handle.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, other events, car shows, get-togethers for the chamber,
yep.
which we want to do all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
and we have a whole wide variety of things to choose from as well as far as that goes.
And signage too, like building signage or anything
that? Yeah, we could do some
door signage.
Yeah, like the door signage, commercial outdoor signs, we could manufacture as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And why don't we let our listeners know where you're located and contact information and all of that as well?
Yeah, we're located at the Prescott Gateway Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it is by appointment only. But we are in a real central location there. Our website, if you want to take a look at that, is called it's philico.com. That's philaco.com. And kind of give you an idea of some of the stuff that we've done and what we could do to take care of you guys as well.
So you're from here, from the Prescott area and all that. Are you involved in any upcoming events or anything that you want to share with our listeners right now?
You know, Nothing in the way of the, you know, all the events, I guess, have been canceled.
Well, that's true. I would love to. That's
though.
A trick question, isn't it? I'm sorry, you know. It's like we're still getting used to this.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm sure, yeah, once we get going again, then we'll definitely be part of things.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been up at that location?
You know, we've been at that location since November. Okay. Before that, we were out at the Prescott Air Park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so yes.
It was a good spot out there, but we have a lot more room at this new location.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and also, you know, by doing that, we expanded out the equipment that we have. So literally, we rather than a lot of other shops that send out for stuff to be made, our stuff is literally made right there.
So you turn the turnaround for your customers is much quicker.
Much quicker, plus the fact that you actually pick it up in town rather than waiting for FedEx to ship it or any of that other stuff.
Nice. So not only American-made, but Prescott.
Yeah, Prescott-made.
Prescott-made.
Yep.
Hey, we should start that as a new campaign.
I think so.
We just did it here. New tagline, Prescott-made.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that that we definitely want to put out there is the stuff that we have, you know, is
right there.
Right here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a great story. I really appreciate that. So what is the most rewarding aspect of your work?
Seeing the finished product, to tell you the truth. When you actually get something done and you're able to sit back and look at it, you know, I mean, it takes a certain amount of computer time, design work, everything else. But when you actually see it finished, there's nothing better than that.
Oh, that's great.
So.
And I know, you know, from a business point of view, all the things that you talked about really help navigate business and create commerce as well.
Absolutely. And that's what it's really all about. And our stuff, when you look at our stuff in comparison to the competition out there, our stuff, it really does have a really clean and professional appearance, and it's eye-catching. I mean, that's we have a graphic designer on staff as well, and so that's one of the services that we do offer for people is we could actually design it out completely in-house as well.
Wow.
Which is a real advantage.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah, because I would imagine folks would come in or a customer would come in and say, you know, I need to promote my business. How do I do it?
Yeah.
So you can come up with all these different ideas from keychains up to window
signs,
decals.
Yep.
All and you don't have to take Robert's artwork, which you don't want.
Yeah.
No, just teasing.
Yeah. I don't know what I want, but I just can't do the finished product.
Yeah.
But that's what you're for.
Yeah.
That's what Filico's for.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
That's it.
Any tips that you have for our listeners out there or any suggestions? Like time frame. How long, like from
time frame?
Yeah, like if I wanted a banner like Friday. Is that
as long as we have like you know, as far as a lot of the artwork figured out and stuff like that, you know, if you wanted a banner, yeah, certainly we could do next day service on it.
Okay.
And you know, we could definitely do fast turnaround times for whoever does need it out there.
Mm-hmm. It always feels like with signage, there's always that one last minute add on or something that happens.
Yes, and we could add it on no problem. You know, like I said, we're available, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. So I mean, just, give us a call, 928-237-2208, and we can certainly take care of you.
Oh, that's great. Anything else you want to share to our listeners? Any specials or?
Well, you know, we are doing, a banner special for other businesses, chamber members, other businesses. And we're doing 20% off of the banners right now. So if you guys give us a call, we would certainly take care of it for you.
And can you have any kind of size banner?
Pretty much our banners are basically anywhere between 4 foot wide to all the way to, I mean, it's the length of the roll. So it would be 150 feet long if you wanted it.
There you go.
So it could be a very, very large banner. Yeah.
And for I'm hopping all around, but these are questions that I have. And for signage, you guys also do the installation and all that great stuff as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a crew of guys to do the installation. We bid that into the service, or if you're comfortable enough to installing it yourself, then, you know, but you know, generally you want to have something that, you know, professional installation on things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that is just great. It's so nice to hear our Prescott made company here.
Absolutely.
And I think that's something to really, that's something that we've been talking a lot about, is shopping locally.
Right. That's very much local.
Yes. And I think that gives you an edge, is that you're not farming this out. It's designed right in-house as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's 100% Prescott made.
That is too
just
cool.
Just like us.
Yes. Well, we have just a minute left, so if you want to give our listeners your contact information one last time.
Yeah. Yeah, you could contact us. My name's Jeremy, but you could contact us at philicosigns.com. Or actually, philico.com. You could either email us or call us. Contact number is 928-237-2208. And we're really looking forward to everybody giving us a call and working with all you guys in the future.
And taking advantage of that 20% off banner sale that you guys have.
Absolutely.
We'll probably do that.
Yeah.
We do a lot of banners.
We do. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm thinking you might want some keychains in the visitor center or something fun like that, too.
Yep.
So we could have Bill's picture on it.
There we go. We can handle that.
Well, we're so glad that you're a chamber partner, and we're glad to have you on the show today.
Well, great. I really appreciate the opportunity with you guys.
Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with two locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the
Gettle brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Amazing food, romantic music, and candles. Everything you need for a midweek date night. Every Wednesday, Carmela's offers super salad, entrees, dessert, and a bottle of wine for two for only $45 per couple. Choose from chicken parmesan, fettuccine alfredo, fruit tamires, eggplant tower, linguine primavera, or a special chef's creation. Carmela's offers live music and a rose for each couple. Reserve your table now for every Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. With high school football set to resume soon in Arizona, teams are getting ready for the season. However, some officials who work the games are opting to take a timeout because of COVID-19. Commissioner of Officials Brian Gessner says
some of our guys are slow to register. They're waiting for confirmation of schedules from our membership, but some of our guys said in light of COVID, we're going to take this year off.
Despite some officials sitting out, Gessner says they have an adequate number
number of officials ready to go?
We are in line with the number of officials that we had registered at this time last year. We're very fortunate in that we typically get new officials to register with us.
He says a number of changes will be implemented this season to protect the health of those officiating the games.
You're going to see timeouts extended because every player is going to have their own water. They're not going to have their own towels.
A 20-30% chance for scattered thunderstorms today, tonight, and tomorrow, cooling overnight to a partly cloudy 66 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with mostly sunny highs around 93 tomorrow, 91 Friday and Saturday, 85 Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for brief spot storms, cooling after bedtime to near 73, warming Thursday to about 104, 101 Friday and Saturday, up to 96 Sunday, with spot showers across the area. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening. Please be fire safe. And stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from doing what you love to do. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back to your favorite activity. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins. An exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and it's Prescott Chamber Day.
Yes, it is, Sherry. And like I always say, always Prescott Chamber Day.
Absolutely. And we're just having way too much fun for a Wednesday.
Yes, we are.
And can you believe it's the end of August?
No, it's kind of summer kind of flew by this year, but it seems like the whole year is flying by.
Yeah, that's okay. But we have a wonderful guest, and you're here to introduce her.
Yes, we sure do, Sherry. Thank you very much. Our next guest is Joni Cole, and folks may know Joni Cole. But the business is a new business in Prescott, and I'm going to have her tell you all about it. But it's called The Pub Prescott.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Joni.
Well, thank you for having me. It's so great to be here.
Give us a little bit of history about yourself. I know before we dive into The Pub Prescott and where it's going to be, and I'm going to just kind of dangle that so you can tell everybody about it, because we're so excited about having The Pub where it's going to be in Prescott and having you here, too. So.
Well, it's funny. I was thinking about this. You know, I realize I've been in the area for almost a decade now, and I always thought of myself as a transplant, but I guess I can't say that anymore.
No, you're
nope.
You're official.
I am official. Yeah. And my husband's been here for 20 years. We've got two teenagers, three dogs, three chickens, a parrot, a rabbit. Like, we're just...
It sounds like you're doing it.
We have a menagerie. And then I guess the other thing that I think that's noteworthy is that I do music theater here around town. So if people know my name, it's probably because of...
Probably from the theater.
From the college or PCA.
And Prescott Center for the Arts.
Yep.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. I love that. Pub.
Yeah.
Theater.
Yeah.
Ooh, I kind of see something happening.
Oh, yeah. No, it's my world.
Between the theater and the pub.
Yeah. My worlds have absolutely collided because, you know, this is the area where I enjoy spending time, you know. I find myself, you know, before rehearsal or going to see a show or something, and to be able to open up the kind of establishment that I want to go to, where I'm going to be, is fantastic.
Well, and we're so excited, and I don't know if the word's out that much about this. So
we've been pretty quiet.
This could be a drum roll.
I think so.
Could be like the first time
like
that
a Guinness roll. How do you do a Guinness roll? Now we're
Now you're starting to let it go. But let's let Joni tell us what's going on.
Tell us all about the Pub Prescott.
So the Pub Prescott, the concept behind it is a traditional public house. And that would be a place to gather. I know we say in the world of COVID, but a place to get together and see your neighbors. No TVs. Kind of an old world pub theme, traditional pub food, bangers and mash, fish and chips, cottage pie. We're going to have 30 different taps of we're going to try to feature local brews. So of course we have some of our own brews from Lonesome Valley Brewing that'll be there, but we're looking forward to be able to bring some Lazy G and the other local breweries in town, you know, Prescott Brewing Company, and featuring some Ute Spirits and Superstition Mead, and just bring this entire community of craft beverage together in under one roof.
I feel like St. Paddy's Day is going to be at a new level here in Prescott.
I can't wait. Yeah. No, we're hoping to be able to make the claim, or maybe I should make a commitment. I'm not going to even say I'm hoping. I'm going to make the commitment.
Okay.
Here's my promise. We will be serving the best pint of Guinness in the entire area. The cleanest, the freshest. That's going to be a thing.
So it is.
That's my promise.
There you go.
So a pint of Guinness and bangers and mash and conversation.
Absolutely.
We're there.
Yeah. It sounds wonderful. Well, let's tell everybody where this location is going to be.
We are on the corner of Sheldon and Marina, conveniently on the same street as the Prescott Center for the Arts, less than, you know, a half a mile from the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. So... again, all my worlds colliding, and I'm thrilled.
And I call it just a block off the square. I know technically it's probably a block and a half, but in Prescott, it's a block.
And it's funny because I was talking to some folks over at the tourism board, and the way I think of us is that we want to be the gateway to downtown. We want to be the gateway to the square. So, because I know a lot of times to avoid the traffic, everybody comes in off of Sheldon and a couple hotels that are there already and going in over
right.
there.
Right. It's a prominent location, you know, like you said. Yeah. It's right on that corner, right across from Spring Hill Suites.
Yep.
So,
we get
people
to give a first impression.
Buy you all the time. So,
yeah.
That's great.
Now, we stage our parades around in that area. So, now if there's any entry delays,
they'll have to stop for a beer. That's terrible.
Or it might be your fault they're late for their spot.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay.
Where are the bagpipes?
Yeah.
I thought they were supposed to be here.
Exactly. Where can we find them?
Oh, gee,
the pub.
I don't know.
The pub of Prescott. Well, that's so exciting, an Irish pub in our own community. And I'm just thrilled to hear that. I'm so glad that you're on board with the chamber here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, when can we expect this?
We're pretty confident that we'll be open in October. Whether it's the beginning or the end, I don't know. We had hoped to be open much sooner than that, but, you know, we signed the lease on this location literally 1 week before the mandate that we had to close restaurants came through. And thank goodness we have a really, really caring and understanding landlord who was just really accommodating and working with us. And so although we're delayed by several months, we're confident it's coming up here in the next 60 days.
Well, you know, and I think for you guys, you know, all of us have been hit hard with this, but it kind of is a fun time for you to open, because think of how excited everybody's going to get when we can finally be cut loose and just be free for all and get back to normal, and we can got a new place to go.
Absolutely. And the good news is that we've made sure that we stayed very educated in regards to the CDC guidelines and the mandates, of course, from the governor. And we are going to be opening socially distant. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the floor plan for this place anyway. It's more, you know, couches and coffee tables, some regular dining seating, but you can just find a little private nook almost anywhere in the building, and so we think we can do it as safely as possible.
Good.
That is great news.
Well, I'm very excited that the pub of Prescott, and people are going to be, I run the visitor center, so people will be calling tomorrow, saying, you were talking about a pub.
Yes.
Where is the new pub? But I'm excited that the pub of Prescott, Joni, that you're going to be working with all our brew pubs in the area. That's pretty exciting.
Now, and again, I mean, we haven't extended invitations yet because we just weren't sure when this thing was going to go, and then all of a sudden it's going. And so we've been lucky that everybody who we have talked to has been excited about it, too.
Because it's nice to have you on board, because we have some super pubs in the area, brew pubs in the area, and just to have you guys
absolutely
be a part of that and watching everything going on down there. I drive by a lot and see the paint going on the wall. I just get excited that you guys are in there.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, and you know, and I think that's one of the special things about Prescott is we are family. So I think you'll see that unitedness even in the spirits area. So,
absolutely.
You know, and we're running a campaign right now. You may have heard of Save the Bars because of, you know, they've had the extended closures and it's just kooky out there. That's all I can say. But we are just thrilled to have you, and I know that you're going to be very involved you already are involved in the community through the arts.
Absolutely.
So, you know, maybe we can expect to see some really fun things come out of
it. Oh, undoubtedly. I know that, and you know, our general manager, Kelly Morris, she's in very heavily with the roller derby. And so I wouldn't be surprised if you managed to see a couple of roller derby girls here after a bout or something celebrating with a pint.
You can see them going down Marina Street.
Well, I know. Go around the square.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to helping you. Remember to have us help you with the ribbon cutting.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got to be a celebration for sure. Although, you know, those have also been things on the side, you know, on the wayside at the moment. But if our numbers continue to be down, October looks pretty favorable for us to do some social distancing ribbon cuttings.
Absolutely. I think it would be great fun.
And plus, we do have to make sure that this is the finest Guinness in the area.
You got to hold me to it, you know, put a little pressure on that promise.
You put a promise out there, so we're really excited.
Well, the bangers and mash, too. You forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see a new place for us to have our staff lunch.
There you go. I love the public house. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, great. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
A website?
Oh, you know what? It's being built as we speak.
Oh, good.
So I don't want to pass that out until it's ready for the reveal.
So they can check with us.
And they can also go to our social media. We do have Facebook and Instagram, and it's the pub, P-U-B Prescott. That's probably the best place to look for announcements about things as we open up.
Perfect.
And this isn't your first establishment.
It isn't. We own the Lonesome Valley Brewing out in Prescott Valley. Mm-hmm. We've been there for 7 years. And it's just been such an amazing experience to see how having a restaurant really brings a community of people together. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a barbecue prior to the COVID shutdown, and I looked around and realized, holy cow, 2/3 of the people here I met because of the restaurant. I never would have known them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to bring people together.
Well, I know regionally we all work well together. We appreciate each other, and we're all unique. You know, I think, you know, Prescott Valley has something to offer, and Prescott and Chino Valley and just, you know, the whole area. So we're thrilled that you're opening a second location in Prescott. And I think you got an outstanding location, the gateway to Prescott, if
that's
you will.
That's the hope, yeah.
And, you know, certainly we're here to help you any way we can.
Wonderful.
And why don't you give I think we have just a few more minutes. Why don't you share with us some of the most rewarding aspects of your work?
Well, honestly, the most rewarding aspects are when you get people together and when somebody comes in from out of town and they're sitting there and they don't realize that you own the restaurant and they start talking about how much they love being there. And they're like, wait, are you the owner? It's very funny because my husband and I are very casual. He brews the beer over there at Lonesome Valley Brewing. And so once people kind of overhear, you know, us talking to somebody or one of the servers and they realize who we are, they're like, oh, my gosh, I love your beer so much.
I'm just trying to visualize having a beer master, brew master in the family.
I will say that, you know, I'm sure everyone has talked about having gained the COVID-19 pounds during quarantine.
Yes.
Having a brewer in the family makes that even worse. I had to go, he just put out a green chili beer last week. And I was like, why do you do this to me when I'm trying to lose my COVID-19?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah,
I bet you're always asked to bring the beverages.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's funny, it starts to feel like a cop-out when you go to barbecues. You're like, all right, we'll bring beer. Yeah. It's the easiest thing.
Exactly. Well, again, we're so excited. And if you want to give our listeners one last how they can get in touch with you, that'd be wonderful.
Absolutely. Look for us on Facebook and Instagram as The Pub Prescott. We'll be putting out little teaser photos as the development on the building continues, and we can't wait to see you there.
Well, Joni, we are so thrilled that you and Brian are bringing this here, and, you know, we're here to help you any way we can. Cannot wait to do that ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see.
We do love beer.
Yes.
Especially dark beer, at least for me.
Oh, yes.
Well, just thank you again. Appreciate all that you do for the community. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off when you reach the end of your card. You just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your AC is the right degree. Call Gettles, fourth generation AC techs with the know-how to keep your AC system at its best. Don't settle. Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. Gettles. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And wow, Robert, we've had such an exciting day today.
Wow, what a fun show, Holly. We've had some really nice guests this week.
We have. And, you know, we've been so blessed. We have such a wonderful business community with over 1,000 members.
Yep.
And, you know, everybody's been working hard to navigate and pivot with all this COVID stuff. But
I think that's kind of bringing us together a little closer, the business community and the residents here personally.
We have. Since our numbers have been down, we've been working very closely with the local health department. So, you know, we're going to be putting on an event coming up, Fair on the Square. It's a tradition during Labor Day weekend. We're going to be following the CD guidelines on steroids for that.
Yeah.
Making sure that people are, you know, if they can't social distance, wear mask, and, you know, we'll be doing health checks on all of our vendors and volunteers and staff.
Right.
So, you know, we're really working hard to have a community event safely. And one of the great things is we've had no contact tracing with any of our events that we've had. So we feel like we've got a successful formula.
We kind of know what we're doing, so to speak. You know, we've had a few events already, so we've kind of tested it, and it worked really well. You know, the WASP station, separating the booths a little bit more, expecting our booth vendors to wear masks, and expecting our people that come to the show to wear masks. And I think now than ever, most people will be anyway.
Yeah. You know, and most businesses have had to turn into that just to for the safety of everyone and their employees and
right.
all that. And so, you know, we continue to ask our listeners to shop locally, shop responsibly, and be respectful and know that, you know, we're all in this together and we're just trying to get through it. And I think we've been working hard with
it. Sure.
But I see, Robert, you have something in front of you that we want to talk about.
I do, but let me share the dates before I get into this on the Labor Day show. It's called Fair in the Square, sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. It's the 5th, 6th, and 7th, basically 9 to 5, all 3 days pretty much. I know the last day we probably close about 3. I don't have the actual time on that. We have a lot of new vendors, and like Sherry says, we're following all the CD guidelines. So come on down, enjoy it. You know, Labor Day is kind of like the last hurrah for the summer, basically. We haven't had much summer this year, so come on down and hurrah the summer going out and the fall coming on.
There you go.
So and the 5th, 6th, and 7th, right downtown Prescott, around the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza. Let me jump into this one. We have our Save Our Bars campaign going on from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Foundation. We're doing really well with that. When you put the word out to our community here that our businesses need some help, they really do come out. And it's doing really, really well. So get to our website at prescott.org. You can support that or come on down and say hello. Well, the visitor center is open 10 to 2. And just drop off a check made out to the Prescott Chamber Foundation.
Wonderful. And 100% of the proceeds will go to support our businesses
right
on Whiskey Row, which we need to save. And we just want to thank all of you for listening to Talk of the Town today on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.